Another attitude adjustment here for you this morning. Lisa's here.
Jeez.
It's what? I mean, every
all
time.
All that snow, look, I tell
you. Every time you show up, it's just kind of like, oh boy, just keep the wheels on this
thing.
Let me say this.
From the standpoint of getting yourself in a little bit better shape and a little bit more active, it certainly gets you ready for the snow work we got to do. I mean, no joke about it. We always talk about heart attack snow and things like that. And that comes from not being in the condition to go out there and do it. And that's what Health Seekers is about. So for those that are just joining us, Health Seekers 2010 is what?
Run us through it.
It is basically an opportunity for folks to get healthy. You're looking, if you're out there looking for a way to improve your life, to lower your blood cholesterol, you know, get your heart rate down a little bit, get in shape, and not necessarily look at losing a bunch of weight, but really looking at getting healthier, being more fit, being more active, having more energy. And it's about eating, learning how to eat properly. We have a nutritional coach that's going to be with us once a week and encouraging us to, you know, keep track of what we eat and journal. And then they'll assess what we're eating and then really look at it and say, wait a minute, you've got empty calories here. Let's try something different. You know, maybe you need to increase your fruits and vegetables. Maybe the trick is just drink more water. I mean, really looking at what those pieces are. And then there's a fitness component. We will have group exercises, small groups, five people, with a trainer, and be able to do that once a week, too.
We've talked about this at length here on the program, and it bears mentioning again, and that is the fact that people that are just starting out, and I know I was this way, you're thinking to yourself, oh, God, you know, I'm the only one in this position. Everybody else in this gym is going to be all fit and everything. You're joining in something like this. Everybody's kind of fallen into that same shoebox to a certain degree, and this is a really good opportunity to be with like people.
Well, it's interesting. Last year there was such a diversity. We had some folks who were looking just to lose weight, and we had some people who were looking to really get healthy. And you know, I'm thinking of Kim Nixon. Kim's lost, I think, 80 pounds this past year. She stayed on the Health Seeker program.
Yikes.
Last year she joined. She did so well, and she continued that type of lifestyle. And now she's in working out every day at the Y.
Well, that's the ultimate goal.
That is.
This is the teaching tool, and then you take it with you.
Exactly. And the nice thing about the Y is we have all shapes and sizes. It is not just, you know, it's not a fitness gym. It is a health gym. And it's where folks come, they swim, they work out, they work with a trainer, they may be on a treadmill, they may be in an aerobic class, they may be doing yoga. There's lots of different opportunities for fitness pieces. And that's the neat piece.
I'm just visualizing yoga here.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Walt, I went once, and I went to Pilates class, and the ab stuff was killer. Mm-hmm. But the other part, the stretching part, was phenomenal. It felt so good afterwards.
I don't mean that in a critical way. I'm not picking on him. I'm just trying to picture that, because, I mean, it's balance, it's stability, it's strength, it's all those things that, you know.
I can tell you at this point, I don't fold that way.
Well, I think, and I'd say the same thing, but once you get on those stability balls and you get the bouncy balls, which you have to stand on, and you learn to use those fine twitch muscles, it makes a big difference, and it makes a difference quickly. A lot of folks, you're still laughing.
Walt in the world, the word fold. I just never picked those two
me
together.
And fine twitch, that's really funnier when you get right down to it. You know, you're looking for people that want to get healthy, and that's one thing that I think is the key here to stress, is that you can have that option of really looking at it as a weight loss program, but it's more of a change in attitudes and lifestyles, which, if you do it right, can have long-lasting impact.
Absolutely. And particularly if you have some health issues. If we recommend that you have a physical before, if you haven't had one in a while, get a physical so we at least know the baseline. You will have a fitness assessment done when we start it, and it includes a step and includes some anaerobic pieces and some stretching pieces and weightlifting, and they make sure, you know, kind of where you're at. And there's some norm charts that they use that are specific for fitness, and they look at where you fit in that. And then from there, then we have realistic goals, and they're individual, and that's an important piece to remember. It's not a group. You know, what your goal will be may be completely different than what my goal may be. And we may just look at, it's not weight loss, and maybe percent body fat loss. Or, you know, there's different pieces that we look at.
Blood pressure, heart rate. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's one thing that, you know, the reason that once this idea came up that I agreed to do it was multifold. But one of those is to kind of do it publicly here, where we'll be talking about it on the show and talking about it.
Both of you. Well,
both of us in particular, but, you know, for me, I'm not going into this saying I'm going to lose 30 pounds or something, because if you don't, then you could end up feeling like it wasn't worth it. But it's beyond that. It's the diet changes. It's the exercise patterns and all those things that maybe the 30 pounds or whatever didn't happen in the 12 weeks, yeah. But it can happen over the year if you follow that. And now what's the challenge between you and me? Apparently we have one, and I kind of agreed to it last week, but I don't really remember the details.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys work that out amongst yourselves. Website, phone number, because people are going to be interested in this. How do they find you?
YMCAMQT.org, or give us a call at 227-YMCA.
And do so quickly. There is a limit space-wise.
That's correct. There's two groups of 20. There's a Monday, Wednesday, a noon to 1 group, and then a Monday, Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 group.
So on our next Y Wednesday, we will explain to you the challenge between said director and the director here.
One thing, though, you said you get a physical.
Yes.
It's a good
yes.
idea to get a physical.
Absolutely.
Get your good shoes and everything in order for that kind of thing and be ready for those kinds of bits.
Yes.